Oh man, girlfriend draws up 17-page contract for man she's been dating for 2 weeks, including that he pays for everything.
It's recent, dude. September 10, 2021. This is insane.
So some broad is dating a dude for 2 weeks, and she likes him, so she decides to draw up a 17-page contract. I can't imagine any dude having so little in the way of balls. I mean, you'd literally have to be the biggest wimp on the planet to tolerate this. I can't even imagine a woman tolerating this. Could you imagine a man? He meets a broad, and after 2 weeks of dating, he writes up a 17-page contract. Can you imagine what this story would read like? Evil, oppressive, patriarchal male, sexist scumbag, writes up a contract that's so unreasonable and irrational. He is a perfect example of toxic masculinity and the evil patriarchy that's still alive in Western culture. That would be how it would read. Oh, of course, this isn't going to read that way. This is going to carry water for this broad. And try to couch things in the most positive way possible. Oh, man. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, you will find many an off-show service that I offer, including philosophical education and counseling. I guarantee you I will be of more help getting to the bottom of what your issues are than some shrink, yo. And at the bottom of the page, you will find three, count them, one, two, three, three donation options if you'd like to support my work. Any amount is greatly appreciated, and I could really use your help, because this show is always operating on a loss. So please go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Go check it out! Okay, so onward to the story. Some broad draws up a 17-page contract for a man she's been dating for 2 weeks. And there's a video here. Oh, boy. That's the chick! That's her! She's hideous! Her face, it's, she's got the, sloth! She's got the sloth face! Do you remember that movie, Goonies? Where you had Chunk? And he came across the retard? The little brother of the evil gang? Who was chained up and loved ice cream? He had the face that was off kilter? One side was lower than the other? Because the mother dropped him on his fucking head when he was a baby? That's her! Wow. This woman has the unmitigated gall to draw up a fucking contract for a dude. Hey, lady, I got news for you with your sloth face. You're lucky to have any dude at all. You're lucky to get a dude who has fucking Down syndrome, okay? You're lucky if you get that dude from that show Life Goes On from the fucking 80s. The guy with the Down syndrome and the 75 IQ and he's 22 years old and he's a fucking freshman in high school. You're lucky to get him! Oh, yeah, this relationship's gonna last. All right, let's listen to what she has to say.
I feel like most of you guys are already pretty familiar with my relationship because I'm just constantly milking it for content on this app. But a lot of people are always like, oh, you guys are so cute. Where did you get him? And
what do you mean, where did you get him? Oh, boy. You got him. Like, he's a, yeah. What about objectification, ladies? It's evil to objectify the women, but you're objectifying him. I got him on Tinder. We already see where this is going. She sees him as nothing more than a walking wallet.
Answer's tender. We met on Tinder, the infamous, like, hookup app. Yeah, that's where we met. But we
got... Hey, you met on a hookup app. Amazing. Yeah, yeah. That's going to last. This relationship, yeah, it's got feet. It's got legs. It can run. Yeah, no.
You guys probably don't know. Is that, like, a month after we first met?
Look at her. She's exceedingly average. Exceedingly average. She's got the oblong face with the misaligned head. How is this broad demanding anything?
Our first date was October 18th. We drafted up relationship terms and conditions.
No, she drafted up relationship terms and conditions and brought them to him and he signed them because he's a big pussy.
So I'll just take you guys through that. I'm not going to read it all because like cringe, but there's objectives.
It's cringe, but wait. If it's cringe, then why are you requiring it of him then if it's cringe?
Honesty, communication, awareness of partner's needs, clarity, and I don't know, does that say alignment of your intentions? You drop.
Yeah, I guarantee you that everything that talks about her need, it's all about her needs, her wants, what she needs. Yeah. She's not going to be bringing anything to the table. She's not going to be requiring herself to meet his needs.
Crafted up boundaries, saying no, prying. Yeah.
Oh, there's no prying. Don't look at my phone. I'm still on Tinder, don't you know? Looking for that backup dude in case you don't work out, which he's not going to work out. Young broads like this, uber feminists, they say they want a guy that's in touch with his emotions, who can communicate, who can talk about his feelings. That's not a real man. And they say that's what they want, but they're not going to be happy with somebody like that for very long.
These are my boundaries. Further down in there, it says Emma comes before anyone and anything in my life, my dog, so.
So this contract is all about her needs, her boundaries, and not his. And her dog comes before him. this relationship's got legs, all right.
And these are his. He said the important information pack. You know, these are
important information pack. Does anybody out there still doubt that relationships are nothing more than business arrangements where the woman overwhelmingly benefits and the man is at a serious disadvantage?
They're his, like, boundaries, the about me section.
Personality based on ocean percentile, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness. Uh-huh. So the guy's essentially put his, like, personality test as his profile on Tinder. What a loser. Something's wrong with his head, too. Big, long, weird-shaped head. And something's definitely wrong with his head, all right.
No, I'm no relationship therapist or anything.
That's for fucking sure, honey.
But I feel like this has helped us avoid issues that I see other people dealing with all the time.
Yeah. Basically where, you know, a man is actually objecting and the woman gets pissed off, right? Yeah. Happy wife, happy life, happy girlfriend, happy life. It's all about your needs, your wants, right? Yeah.
And like, people are like, my boyfriend doesn't buy me flowers. You're like, how am I supposed to hint to him I want something?
Right, so I say all the problems she's seen in other relationships are essentially the guy not doing what she wants him to do, not the other way around. Because men are easy, men are simple. It doesn't take much to make us happy. So all the problems you're seeing in other relationships are problems the way men have with their needs being met. You mean their wants.
I literally wrote in a contract, ideally I would like to see a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks to a month and I will return the favor.
Yeah, she means, you know, sex, return the favor. He needs to put me on a pedestal and every couple weeks buy me flowers or take me out to dinner, meaning spend lots of money on me, and then I'll give him a blowjob because our relationship is 100% totally, transparently, transactional in a very, very shallow and surface way.
And we both outlined what we would like to do with our future together.
You mean you've outlined it and he's agreed to it because he's a big pussy. See, my hope for us. No, she said we. So we've outlined what we hope for in our future. And look, it says my hope for us. So she draws up the entire blueprint for the fucking relationship. And he's just supposed to go along with it. And then he goes along with it. And she says, that's our hope. He's just going along, honey, because he wants your poon. And he has very low self-esteem and almost no self-respect. Maybe no self-respect. And he's just going along to get along. That's all.
Now, I will admit, this is absolutely psychotic to write up 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's a psychotic. It's nuts. Why would anybody do this? Why would any man agree to this? He's a loser. That's why.
It's after meeting somebody on Tinder, but...
This is a big, giant shit test, pal. And ultimately, it's going to blow up in his face that he would agree to this. And some broad I was dating for 2 weeks came to me and said, I like you. She wouldn't say that, of course. No woman is going to openly come out and tell you that because she would lose the hand. Feminists can't handle that. They got to have all the hand. They got to have all the power in the relationship. If some broad came to me with a 17-page contract after 2 weeks, I'd be like, that'd be pointing at the door. There's the door. Bye. We're done. You're crazy. You're out of your mind.
Y'all seem to eat up our relationship. So this is what we did.
Yeah, I'm sure that you mean women are eating it up because you are giving them a blueprint that they think they can follow. That they allow them to control a man. Ooh, she's able to control her man. She got him to agree to a totally, completely one-sided contract, 17 pages long. I can do that too. Yeah, that's highly unrealistic, and it won't lead to anything good, ladies, okay? You are not going to be happy in a relationship where you snap your finger and the man comes on bended knee to give you a fucking bonbon or to rub your feet. You're not going to be happy with a slave, with a servant, with a weakling to put you on a pedestal. I guarantee it.
It is crazy. But if you won't agree to a contract, how do you know what you're signing yourself up for? You don't want to throw yourself into a 1 year long commitment and you don't even know what like the terms and conditions are.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know anything about you. We've only been dating 2 weeks. Let's get into a long-term commitment and make it official by signing a contract. That, to me, would be an argument for not signing a contract. You don't know each other well enough. And by the way, what's he doing giving up his commitment so easily? She's supposed to bring something to the table, do a lot of work, have virtues, put in the time. But instead, this guy just gives it up. Okay. Let's sign a contract there for 2 weeks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The lack of self-worth this guy must possess. Or should I say, not possess.
I need to know the rules here. And
what do you mean you need to know? No. You don't need to know the rules. You want to make the rules, see? Because you're a feminist control freak narcissist with an oblong fucking head who shouldn't be hoping for more than a 5, okay?
Thus, Michael and I have hardly fought. I mean, we just kind of refer back to what we've agreed to do.
Uh-huh. You mean what you agreed to do and what he essentially acquiesced to, because if he didn't, then, he wouldn't get the poon. And, of course, you made it very clear that he pays for everything. Oh, that's great, right? What's he getting in return? 6! Maybe! If I don't have a headache! Oh, boy! Wow, what a deal! What a fucking deal! Great. Does that sound like an agreement you want to sign up for with this broad? Anyway, let's get to the heart of the article itself. So the girlfriend drew up a 17-page relationship contract with her boyfriend. Yeah, the text gets into more detail. Just 2 weeks after they met on Tinder. Yeah, a lot of the details that she didn't tell you in the video, because if she did, then you'd see that she's even nuttier than she tried to justify herself as being. Demanding he pay for date nights, buy flowers twice a month, and work out 5 times a week. Oh! Do these requirements apply to her as well? No. You see, this contract is her contract. And then he wrote up some shit for her that didn't hold her to the same kind of accounting that she holds him to. Yeah. Because she wouldn't tolerate this from him. But he's supposed to tolerate it from her. Yeah. How equal of you, ladies? How equal? Annie Wright first met her boyfriend, Michael Head. Head? Michael Head? I guarantee you that's something he's not getting from this broad. In October last year, after deciding he was her person, they agreed to be exclusive soon after. Right, she wanted to lock him down right away, and he's such a big pussy, he just gave away his commitment automatically. Automatically, because he wanted this oblong-headed creature's poon. And there's the dog, who's more important to her than him. I don't get this. She put in her contract, my dog, or dogs, because it looks like she has multiple dogs, are going to be more important than you. This is insane to me. Insane. She's not attractive. She's average at best. And she's got all these requirements, and chicks wonder why they can't find a man. This guy's not a man, okay? He's a big pussy. I doubt he can even grow any facial hair, all right? That creature, that ugly fucking dog, is more important to her than him. And she put it in a contract, in writing, and he was okay with that. Wow, is all I can say to that. So there they are. Look at him. What is he, 12? Is he even shaving? He looks like a child. This is the weird thing. He's actually older. She's 21, by the way. Do you believe that? She looks like she's 31 to me. And he looks like he's 12 years old, but he's actually 23, and she's 21. You know what that tells me? This bitch has done a lot of hard drugs and alcohol. Or at the very least, a lot of fucking alcohol and seen a fucking train of cock, yo. Looks like a child. Well, he is, yeah. He has very little understanding of women. So here's some of the contract. Objectives. You mean her objectives, not his necessarily. This document aims to assure both parties that make up this relationship. So it could be anybody. Insert generic male. Both parties. Not even his name in it. That they will enjoy lots of benefits. What is she, a law student? What the fuck? Which include, but are not limited to the following. Honesty, awareness of your partner's needs, clear communication and alignment in our intentions. So honesty, meaning he tells the truth and she doesn't. Awareness of your partner's needs, meaning he has to do what I want. Clear communication, meaning, I can tell him what I think and what I believe, and I can express my feelings to him whenever I want, and, you know, he has to be okay with it because he signed the contract. Alignment of our intentions, meaning he has to agree that what I want is also what he wants. Yeah. Number one, honesty, or objective one. She's so thorough, so exacting. The act of being fair and transparent in a relationship. What? Life isn't fair. Relationships aren't fair. These are communist principles. This virtue, honesty is a virtue. I'll agree with that. Helps in avoiding and controlling fights, frustrations, and unnecessary internalized resentments. Women are the ones that have these internalized resentments, okay? Unless you're a big giant pussy like this guy and you're a man, you'll generally speaking express any kind of problem you might have. But if you're having fights, plural, you're probably with the wrong person, because despite what popular opinion likes to teach people, what people like to bandy about how relationships are going to have their fair share of fights, that's not true. If you're with the right person, conflict is going to be kept to a minimum. If you're having a fair amount of conflict, you're with the wrong person. I got news for you. Number two, communication. A stress, successful, and strong relationship is not built in silence. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe you get two people together that don't like to talk very much. And so, you know, them not talking very much is the foundation of their relationship, or it's just who they are. What's wrong with that? So basically, she likes to talk, and maybe he doesn't, but now he signed a contract and he's required to. Yeah. It is expected that both partners talk to each other, express feelings, and listen to one another. Express feelings. This annoys me. This is yet another push by women to try and make men into women. You gotta be more like me. Oh, there's something wrong with silence. Men, oh, the strong silent type. That's just an old stereotype. Men didn't like to or want to talk about their feelings, so they ginned up this stereotype. But you missed the key part of what you just said. Men don't like. So there's obviously some kind of biological, foundational, based in objective reality nature that leads men to not want to talk about their emotions, and you want to make them be something other than what they are. Well, a relationship that does that is doomed to failure. By the way, why do you need something like this? Just get with somebody who is like you, who shares your virtues and your values, and then you don't have to have a contract. But I like him. He's tall, and I think he's hot. I want to make him into what I want. Oh, a DIY project. I see. Yeah, that's going to work out. Communication assists couples in decision-making. Ooh, what is she, a psych major? Define what this is. Objective aims to accomplish awareness of partner's needs. You mean your needs, because I guarantee you don't give a fuck about his needs. This contract should make it easier for us to have a clear understanding of each other's emotional, spiritual, and physical needs. Yeah, spiritual? What? Nonsense. This contract is a vital way towards getting clarity and alignment in our intentions, uh-huh. Ignoring each other. This does not apply to workaholic mode. However, I would like a courtesy text before you disappear, but this is not expected. So clarity and alignment in our intentions for, how do you have 4A and then another 4A? This is very weird. While Annie had initially been joking about the contract, then no, she wasn't joking at all. She just tried to pass it off as a joke, right? The couple eventually agreed it was a good idea. No, it's a really bad idea. After 2 weeks, anyway. Yeah. Workaholic mode. Yeah. During a fight, if I cannot reach you, zero communication for longer than 2 days, 48 hours, I will assume we are done. Uh-huh. Interesting. Being ignored is probably one of my biggest pet peeves. Oh, no, really? And I will not send 100 texts begging to talk about things. I will simply take the hint and move on. Because you're very insecure. And you're a power and control freak. My friends and family, it is not up to you to determine who in my life is toxic for me. Oh, really? Is that a fact? Well, then why am I signing this contract? What's the point? I mean, if I don't have any commitment from you, I don't understand this. Does she understand what a committed relationship is? It means that I do have some say to a certain extent over your life because you are now a part of my life. It's not just me anymore. It's we, you see, and the people that you interact with affects us. So yeah, I kind of do, to a certain extent, determine, have a say, at the very least, about other people in your life. You can share your opinions, but you cannot tell me who I should not be hanging out with. Fair enough. I also can decide to leave you, divorce you, if you see these people. See, it goes both ways, bitch. No isolation from friends, family, regardless of situation. But what if friends and family are toxic people? And what if they are interfering with and creating toxicity within our relationship? Then do I get to have a say? No! That's nice. And why are we in a relationship? I don't get to have a say. Why are we together? Paying for dates. I know you're traditional. You are traditional and want to pay for everything, but this is not feasible or realistic. I will pay or Venmo you for my meals that are not dates. But if they go out together, it's a date, isn't it? These are times when we happen to be together and happen to pass a meal time, like the drive through or grabbing something to eat. This is so bizarre. She wants to have a cake and eat it too. I want to keep things on a professional, non-personal level. But at the same time, I want you to pay for stuff. I see. Great. Annie insists that Michael pays for every date they are on. This is about as non-traditional a relationship as you could get, yet she wants him to adhere to a traditional way of comporting himself in the relationship. Meanwhile, she's totally, completely free to not comport herself in the ways that a traditional woman would in a relationship. Wow. So this is all self-serving. Determined to make the relationship work, it ain't going to work. After having her boundaries crossed in a previous toxic relationship, see? He has to pay for the mistakes of her past and men in her past. This relationship cannot work. 21-year-old Annie joked that they should write down their terms and conditions. And law student Michael eagerly agreed. He's a law student? Oh my God, what an idiot. Has he looked at this contract and seen how completely, totally one-sided it is and how it disfavors him? Shortly after Annie and Michael, 23, sat down and read out their terms, including asking for a romantic gesture every 2 weeks and working out at least 5 times a week alone, other clauses included no silent treatment and him paying for date nights. There's too much compulsion in this. There's too much compulsion. What do you mean no silent treatment? What if you're being a cunt and I don't want to talk to you? Whoa, you have to. Too much fucking compulsion. How is this relationship going to work? Oh, yeah, and him paying for date nights. Why? Why? You're a feminist! Oh, right. Feminism isn't about equality. It's all about inequality. Now Annie credits the lengthy 17-page contract as the key to their relationship success. And even suggested they might give each other a yearly review when they celebrate their one-year anniversary next month. Are you a couple or are partners in a fucking law firm? What the fuck? Love this. So, you know, if A occurs and then B occurs after A, it's not necessarily because of A. Do you understand that? Correlation does not equal causation, you dummy. Your relationship might have worked out just as well, if not better, if you hadn't had this relationship contract. Annie from Atlanta in Georgia said, "Yes, she's been a game changer. I'd recommend all couples have one. It's the best thing ever." We treat our relationship almost like a business interaction. Oh, yeah, that's that's the problem. It's not supposed to be a business interaction in the way that you are representing it. We deal with conflict like partners in a business would. Yeah. We sit down and treat it more like we're partners in life and love. Well, that's an added bonus. Oh, okay, let me explain something to you, okay? This is not an equal partnership. You can't have equal meaning same. All right? Men and women are not the same. And by the way, she doesn't want to even be treated the same. She gets all this special treatment. What does he get? I guarantee you the contract doesn't outline the specific things that she gives him in return for all these romantic gestures and paying for dinners. Does it say if he pays for a dinner, he gets a blowjob? Absolutely not. That would be impressive to a wayman. Well, you're asking him to pay for you. Isn't that oppressive to him? No. He's adhering to his traditional gender role. How about you do the same? No. That's oppression, man. That's making me a slave and a sexual object. Aren't you making him into an object? Like a walking wallet? No. Just don't do this. Now, by the way, guys, I don't say that you shouldn't get into relationships, okay? Even serious ones. I do say you don't marry. You don't have kids with, or you don't live with a woman, because these things will work out in her favor and not in yours. It gives her too much power. She already has too much power in today's modern legal system, which is stilted against men and in her favor. So you're already at a disadvantage. You don't want to put yourself in a further disadvantage by giving her even more power in the relationship. So you don't marry him. You don't live with him. You don't have kids with him. But you can still have a serious relationship. That said, don't sign a fucking contract of commitment. What you have to give is very, very valuable. Her poon, not so much. Now, the child that could come from that poon, yes, that could have value if you want to have kids. But, you know, most of these old hags that are looking for a serious relationship these days, you know, after men don't want them anymore, after they can't get them in, after they can't rope in the dudes there for one night stands anymore, that are in the top 5%, and they delude themselves into thinking that that means he's going to commit to them, they're barren, most of these broads. Now, she's of a childbearing years, but this relationship isn't going to work because he's a weakling. He acquiesces too easily. He acts too much like a woman. He's a pathetic, wimp, soy boy. She's going to want a real man. Now, early on, she's young, she's 21, she's a feminista, she's a feminazi, so she's had her head filled with that feminist ideology, and so she believes this is what she wants, some dude that's in touch with his emotions, yeah, and is under her thumb. Won't last, won't last. Her hypergamy will kick in. Her true biological nature will kick in, and she's going to want a man who will produce kids that actually have a fucking backbone, and that isn't this fucking guy. This soy boy weakling right here who would sign a fucking 17-page contract with this oblong-headed motherfucking bitch who wants her dog, who likes her dog, who prioritizes her dog over you. So there you go. Girlfriend draws up 17-page contract after 2 weeks of dating. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Is this bizarre? Is this weird? Is this abnormal? Or is this healthy? Is it healthy to, as a man, to give up your commitment after 2 weeks to an oblong-shaped-headed, demanding, feminist broad who wants to keep you under her thumb? Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate my content, please go check out TheRealistPhilosopher.com, my website that is TheRealistPhilosopher.com, and consider making a donation. I could really use your help.